Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Hurricane Lane would probably be a Category 3 when it comes ashore in Florida today. 5 to 12 inches of rain is expected in the western part of North Carolina. We should see between 2 and 4 inches beginning tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center expects Lane to hit somewhere along the west coast of Florida and move up into Alabama. Due to the width of the storm, Columbus County will begin seeing some effects Friday, possibly as early as tonight. Most of our effects are going to be a few inches of rain, wind, and potential for tornadoes. Brunswick County has announced some offices will close on Friday, including Brunswick County schools. Now, due to the possibility of rain and tornadoes, all football games in our area have been rescheduled for tonight. Whiteville will play at Heidi Trask at 7 p.m. South Columbus is on the road to Pender County as well. They're going to be taking on the Patriots at 7:30. East Columbus and East Bladen will square off on the gridiron down in the swamp at 7:30. And West Columbus has this week off. In other news today, Lance Sandlin, his wife Emily Sandlin, and his ex-wife Lori Flowers have all been charged for the murder and disappearance of Shauna Perry. Sandlin is charged with murder, Emily Sandlin has been charged as an accessory after the fact, and Flowers is charged with being an accessory as well. Flowers allegedly covered up evidence of the crime and prevented Perry from receiving medical care. Perry was pregnant when she disappeared in May of this year. We have much more on this story on our website. Residents with storm damage in Columbus County are asked to call emergency services at 910-640-6610. You select option 4 and you can find out about the resources that are available for storm victims in our county. Voter registration ends October 11th for the November 5th election. In-person early voting begins October 17th. And remember, this year, all voters must present an acceptable form of identification when casting or returning a ballot. Free voter IDs are available at the Board of Elections office. If you're using a mail-in absentee ballot, you need to include a copy of your license. You can also fill out an exception form. Milk Perform Meat Ministries and Transformation Church are going to have a big day at the Veterans Memorial Park Saturday. The inaugural Faith in Motion Car and Tractor Show will kick off at 11 a.m. Entry fee is $25. It's free for spectators. Trophies will be handed out at 3 o'clock. There'll be food, entertainment, and family activities all day. The second annual Night of Praise starts at 5:30. The Ox and Downs will be the special musical guest, along with praise teams from four area churches. There'll be several special speakers, and there'll be a baked goods auction and bake sale as well. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South. A benefit breakfast and lunch will be held for Michael Harden on October 5th at Macedonia Church in Evergreen. Sausage wraps, hot dogs, and baked goods will be available starting at 6 a.m. The church is located at 6791 Princess Anne Road in Evergreen. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.